and committed an error as well, but that hasn't slowed him down. And a 2-0 way high from Haslam. Brewer had to duck away. It was coming near his upper shoulder. And just like that, 3-0. So three balls, no strikes. Bobo on deck. The 3-0. And there's a strike from Haslam. Peppers the left corner. And hit a fastball, 3-1. So Logan Haslam stands tall at 6'5". Second pitcher out of the bullpen for the Woodchucks. As he'll set and serve high, and a ball 4. So Brewer just ducks for that. Back-to-back walks for him. And now Brendan Bobo is due up. So Bobo just looking for a moment in history. He walked his first time up at the plate. 43 RBIs leads the team, 25 runs. He also leads the team in being struck out 46 times. So Bobo has gone 2 home runs already this season here at Athletic Park. And he'll set and serve, and a swing and a ball popped up into shallow center. Kind of an odd sequence, and diving after it, not making the grab is Funkhauser. Bobo with a hit. So Brendan Bobo, his second at bat, comes at a hit. Orlando Lordoy now, just like that, runners on first and second. Lordoy grounded out to first, his first time up at the plate. So already the Raptors here in this second inning looking to build on it. Nobody out. Kind of an odd ball popped up, kind of a jam shot into left center. Funkhauser and Allen were running after it. It dropped in between the both of them. Haslam looks at second and serves on a first pitch strike right down the plate on Lordoy, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Bobo at first. At second is Brewer. Lordoy had a Benedictine University at Mesa. A 4-0-1 batter there. And he'll see a ball out and away, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Runners at first and second. Gallison on deck. Lordoy, his first time appearing in a Raptors uniform was against Kalamazoo. Back on July the 15th, he had a solo home run in right field. He went 2-for-4 that day. So he had a good start. Since then, he's had 9 hits, 41 at-bats. A 2-14 batter. So Haslam, 2 balls, a strike. A 2-1, and a swing and a ball fouled right side, 2-2. The count runs at 2 apiece. 2-2 Bobo at first. Haslam looking for his first strikeout. And would be the first strikeout of the day. Haslam, the 2-2 to Lordoy. And a swing and a ground ball that goes past the first baseman, Schallenberger. Stopping at third. And Brewer looks to go home, but he's going to retreat back then. Now the base is loaded. So Brian Dyer, the first pitch coach, third base coach, Bob Galletta at first base. And now the base is loaded once more with Anthony Gallison. Raptors up to 5 hits now, looking just to blow this game wide open here only in the second. Base is loaded once more with nobody down. Lordoy at first, Bobo at second, and Brewer at third. Back-to-back hits for them. As Gallison had a fielder's choice his first time up. Haslam sets, and a swing and a line drive right into the glove of Funkhauser. Reaches low, makes the grab. So Funkhauser on top of that. As lining out to the shortstop was Gallison. James Bornick is due up. Had a 1-run RBI double into right field. 2 away, and bases loaded again. Lordoy, Bobo, and Brewer. So James Bornick out of Marion University. 2 hits now on 7 at-bats, and he'll see a ball 1-0. Out of Suamico, Wisconsin, with the Bayport High School. He batted a .293 at Marion this season. 150 at-bats, he had 44 hits. And so the left-hander will see the 1-0. And down the plate that time for a strike. 1-1. So Bornick was struck out 25 times. He had 33 RBIs, 3 home runs. And the count runs at 1 apiece. Haslam, the right-hander, on the third base side of the rubber. And Bornick fouls it backside, 1-2. He had 241 putouts as well with 14 assists, so he was on top of it on the defensive side. So a guy that has really done well at the Division III level for Marion, the home of the Dock Spiders in the summer. Haslam will set in the 1-2 way outside on a pass ball that goes through Richter's glove. So Carson Richter not able to catch that ball, but nonetheless, Brewer stays at third. Nobody advances, but on the verge there of getting their sixth run. Two balls, two strikes. One down. Wausau looking for the double play. The count runs at 2-2. Coming set, looking in is Haslam, and Bornick pops this out, left field side. Staying alive is Bornick. So two balls, two strikes. The count runs at 2 apiece. Bases loaded once more, only one out, top of the second. Haslam will look in here on Bornick. Set in fire, and a swing and a ball missed low, so Bornick goes down. So strikeout swinging there is Bornick, and now Jack Gifford had an RBI single his first time up at the plate. So what a start for him. So Gifford, a great start, 1-for-1 with an RBI. So the right-hander, one away, top of the second. Would be a win for Wausau if they can get out of this inning with no runs. And a ball bounced off the right ankle of Gifford because there was bases loaded with nobody out. No balls, a strike. Two down. No and one count. Five runs, five hits. Setting in is Haslam. Turns, serves the 0-1. And there's a strike. Up on a breaking ball, 0-2. Mind you, Lordoy at first. At second is Bobo. And at third is Aiden Brewer. Two gone. A two-strike count here on Gifford. Turning is Haslam. And he'll fire the 0-2 at a fastball. Can't find the zone on the left edge, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Top of the second, Rafters already up 5-0. Can they add to the lead right now? Jack Gifford will see the 1-2 from Haslam. He'll come set, turn, and the fourth pitch home. And a swing and a ball bounced out on the third baseline. And that looks like it will just go foul. So that looked nearly that. That could have been fair. It just pulled before the third base bag. That ball does. That ball stays fair. Run scores for sure. So ball, two strikes. The count runs at 1-2. Here on Jack Gifford, his second at bat of the day. Bases loaded once again for the Rafters, up to five hits. Can they make it six? Logan Haslam, the right-hander, will turn in the 1-2 home, and a swing and a miss up top. First strikeout of Haslam's day, and also the first strikeout of the Wausau's bullpen. We head to the bottom of the second, no run score. Rafters lead 5-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 64. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 90. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night. Mid 80s Friday. Cooler Saturday with highs in the low 80s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the Bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, the Raptors in front 5-0. Trenton Van Ness is due up. Wisconsin Rapids retired the side in five batters as Caleb Shulis will work in on a first pitch strike in the left corner, 0-1. So Van Ness batting a 222 with a home run and also an RBI as well. So the right fielder out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, swings and hits a high popped up ball towards the first baseman. Bobo, who reaches out, makes the grab in foul territory. Two away. So back-to-back pop-outs to Bobo. You take it to the bottom of the first, we'll end of the inning on a pop-out to Bobo. So Andrew Jimenez, the DH, out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Well, a lot of guys from the WIAC, the Division III schools in Wisconsin. You have Shulis, Wisconsin Parkside. You have Trent Van Ness from Stevens Point. Andrew Jimenez from Milwaukee. So a lot of local guys, especially this time of the season. As no balls, a ball and no strikes, and throwing up high 2-0. So one gone. So Jimenez swings and a miss at that time, 2-1. So two balls, a strike, and a redshirt sophomore from South Elgin, Illinois. Coming set, here is Shulis. A decent start for him, and there's a miss it again at a ball 2-2. Shulis has thrown 21 pitches. He's walked one batter, but he's been getting up in counts, forcing guys to pop out. Two balls, two strikes. One gone, the 2-2 from Shulis, and fouled right side. So Andrew Jimenez, the DH. Two RBIs for him. Here batting seventh in the order. Carson Richter making his debut. He's on deck. Shulis looking for his first strikeout of his Northwoods League debut. He'll serve the 2-2 and once again flown away right field side and fouled off. So bottom of the second, Wausau, if the way they started in the second, that's definitely a win for them. There was the bases loaded with nobody out for the Raptors. They got three straight outs. And the 2-2 high and away up in the right corner, just above it, 3-2. So the count runs full here on the DH, Andrew Jimenez, Illinois native, Shulis, the payoff. And down the plate for strike three. Jimenez was on his way to first, but Caleb Shulis records his first strikeout of his Northwoods League debut. So Carson Richter now, the catcher from Edgewood College. And a guy from Lodi, Wisconsin, So making his debut, the catcher now, Carson Richter. Shoeless here with two down. Has had a good command so far and throws up above the zone. The count runs at 2-0, or 1-0. One away, the 1-0 home. Foul, top side of the bat into the netting, 1-1. So a ball and a strike here on Carson Richter. Caleb Shoeless, a good start for him. 27 pitches, has gone an inning and 2/3. He's walked a batter, but has also had a strikeout. The 1-1 to Richter. Ball and a breaking ball low, sweeps the dirt. 2-1. So Richter batting in the 8th spot. Evan Funkhauser on deck in the 9 hole. We'll see if he gets to bat. No hits yet for the Woodchucks. The 2-1 home. And can't find the zone at a ball that time. 3-1. Curveball just a little bit in. So 3 balls a strike. The left-hander Caleb Shoeless on the middle of the mound. And the 3-1 in. And there's ball 4. So that's his second batter. He's walked. And that puts a runner on first. Evan Funkhauser out of Lindenwood. And from Edwardsville, Illinois. So Funkhauser, a guy that's had no hits on 12 at-bats. He's been walked once, has had 7 strikeouts, and he's been part of a double play. So Funkhauser still looking for his first hit and bunts it towards the third baseman, Carlson, charging after it, picks it up in the throw to first, and he gets him. What a play there from the third baseman, Kyle Carlson. After making an error earlier, he follows it up with a great assist. We head to the top of the third. Raptors in front, 5-0.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
When we return to the top of the third inning, Wisconsin Rapids in front 5-0. And making that unbelievable play was Kyle Carlson, was on top of it. The third baseman charged a bunt and threw him out at first. So he'll be leading off here in the top of the third. Carlson had a one-run RBI double his first time up. So he's 1-for-1. And Logan Haslam has walked 2 batters but 2 strikeouts for him. And then he goes to work heading the count 0-1. So Alex Duffy on deck. But Raptors 5 runs in the top of the first. They had the bases loaded in the second. Couldn't get any runs home. As Haslam the 0-1. And Carlson swings and hits a high fly ball into right field. At the warning track is Van Ness. Reaches out and makes the grab at the wall for Trent Van Ness. Carlson robbed. Van Ness does his job. He's down. But he's getting up slowly. What a play there from the right fielder Van Ness. Jumped above and made that catch. Bumped into the wall as well. So Van Ness did his job there because that goes off the wall. Carlson possibly was on his way to second. He was darting towards first. So Alex Duffy walked his first time up at the plate. Saw four straight balls. So coming set here is Haslam. Turns and serves out and above at a ball. That time 1-0. One gone. Excellent play there from Venice. So Rafters, great contact there from Carlson. Just the right fielder Venice made a little bit of better play. And he'll see a ball. Duffy's seen six straight balls when he's been up at the plate. Head in the count now, 2-0. Two away. Coming set and looking in is Haslam. And that ball bounces low at a ball that time, 3-0. So Alex Duffy, one ball away from drawing two straight walks. And count runs at 3-0. Duffy, the nine-hole batter. Johnson up on deck. Here comes Haslam. With the ball in his glove, he turns, winds the 3-0. And down the plate for a strike. Duffy looked like he was going to be on his way to first. Took a couple steps backwards. But Haslam keeps him here at the plate. So 29 pitches, nearing his 30th. Out of Willow. And he'll set and serve. And Duffy hits a high ball, popped up into left center. As Dwight Allen reaches out, makes an easy catch. Lets it drop into his glove as Duffy goes down. So back-to-back flyouts, top of the order with Ty Johnson. So Johnson was hit by a pitch. He popped out to short. 0 for 1, but has a run, though. First Rafter to cross home plate. Haslam has allowed two hits, a walk and two strikeouts. The right-hander is going to go to work on the 269 batter of Ty Johnson. So he's committed to being here the entire way through. His next school is Baylor in the Big 12, a guy that was here from the jump. Has just had a great attitude, has a high IQ in baseball, terrific ball player, multi-sport athlete in high school, was just about everything and has all the tools to make it to the next level. Two gone, Johnson will see the 1-1. And just up near his, looks like his hand for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, a strike here on Johnson. The count runs at 2-1. Johnson swings and it's a ball into the shortstop Funkhauser. Makes the catch and that will take us to the bottom of the third. Three straight outs for Wausau. Best they've looked on the defensive side. We'll step away here on WFHR. 5-0, Rafters in front.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning, and a new pitcher in store for the Rafters, Kalen Graham. 11 games appeared in, and the rising junior just committed to Texas State. So good for him in the Atlantic Sun Conference. And a guy from Tampa, Florida, 35 and a third innings of work. He's allowed 26 hits, 14 runs, 31 strikeouts for a 2.55 ERA. So he was originally going to get the start, and then it came to Caleb Shulis. So Shulis' day is done, went two innings, 31 pitches, two walks, and a strikeout. So good for Kalen Graham. So good for Shulis. Had a great start. So Kalen Graham, normally in a starting role. So here he'll set in on the first delivery and a swing and a miss at Dwight Allen, top of the order. He popped out to second his first time up. So Allen, a 308 batter. Graham, a 2-2 record. He won versus Green Bay. Lost versus Green Bay and Madison, lost versus Traverse City and Kalamazoo. But he has been such a reliable guy for the Rafters. They can rely on him. And the 1-1, and out at a miss low, 1-2. So ball two strikes, the right-hander. So Caleb Shulis, no-hitter with two innings. His first time in the Northwoods League and first time for the Rafters. So great start. As the 1-2 from Graham, and a swing and a miss. Dwight Allen reaches out for it on the right edge. And a good start for Graham. So Michael Adair, the Dayton Flyer, grounded out to first. His first time up at the plate. 1-2 count. Well, no. That was 1-2 on the last count and struck out. So Adair now is due up. So here comes Kalen Graham. We'll set in once more. Works, and a swing and a weak ground ball over to the second baseman. Johnson has all the time to the world. A shift onto his left and the throw to the first. And going down is Adair. Two down. So just like that, back-to-back outs. And this brings up Mark Schallenberger, who walked his first time up at the plate. 323 batter. Three home runs. Two gone. Graham sets, fires up above, out at a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count. Two gone. And the 1-0 to Schallenberger, and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Bobo. Scoops it up at first and tags the bag for the third out. So Kalen Graham steps on, and he goes 1-2-3. We head to the top of the fourth. 5-0, Rafters in front.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning. Wisconsin Rapids in front, 5-0. They had five runs in the first inning, an absolute avalanche of runs. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR on this Wednesday evening here in Wausau. Beautiful evening. Fortunate to get yet another game in here because, remind you, back Thursday was a rainout, large thunderstorm. So another beautiful night here in Wausau. Haslam will go to work on a first-pitch curveball. Swing and a miss on Brewer, 0-1. So Aiden Brewer walked his first two times up at the plate. So Brewer has been disciplined, to say the least. As Haslam will go to work, 0-1, and a swing and a miss again. So Haslam has started to kind of find some rhythm about himself. He's gone two innings, 36 pitches, has allowed two hits, a walk, but two strikeouts. So Brendan Bobo is up on deck. Haslam, the 0-2, and low on a breaking ball. Brushes the dirt at a ball, 1-2. So 1-2 count. Logan Haslam. Well, set in. Turns and fires. And in for strike three. Brewer backs away, but Haslam records his third strikeout. Brewer goes down looking. Brendan Bobo now. One swing of the bat can change things and put himself in the history books. A walk and a hit today, 1-for-1. So he started to swing the bat well to start off. So Bobo, here he comes, and Haslam will set in, and there's a strike on Bobo. Remind you, he does lead the team in being struck out 46 times with 43 RBIs as well. One gone, no balls a strike. Haslam sets in, turns the 0-1, and fouled back behind home plate, 0-2. So Bobo, a grand slam in game one on Monday. When the bases were loaded, he absolutely bombed it into right field. Had a home run back when these two teams played, I think in June, where they were down 2-0, and Bobo just absolutely nuked a ball into left center. One down, Haslam here on Bobo. Looking for that home run. Can he get it? The 0-2. High and above. At a ball, 1-2. Well, one ball, two strikes with one down. Brendan Bobo, the All-Star Game MVP, went 4-for-4. And there is a ball again. High and above the zone, 2-2. That's what Bobo wants. He wants those balls, so eventually they're going to throw it where he likes. A guy that had a home run in Traverse City. And the 2-2, just high. He was down 0-2 in this count. Sees three straight balls, and now the count runs full. 11 home runs, tied for second in the league. Three balls, two strikes. Haslam will look in. Turn in the payoff, and right down the plate, about a changeup. Bobo goes down, strikes out looking. And now back-to-back strikeouts for Haslam. He's had a good command about himself. And Lordoy is due up. So Haslam up to four total, but two straight. Orlando Lordoy grounded out to first and also had a base hit. So Lordoy, there's been five rafters today with at least a hit. And Lordoy is one of them. Two down. On ball, no strikes. Top of the fourth. Haslam has really stepped in. He hasn't allowed a run yet. Two hits. The 1-0 to Lordoy, and there's a strike down the plate. 1-1. So Lordoy with a base hit his last time up. One away. Setting in is Haslam. And the 1-1 fouled into the netting in foul territory. 1-2. So ball, two strikes in for Lordoy, a 233 batter, 8 RBIs. He struck out 7 times. So the left-hander and the center fielder We'll see the 1-2. In for a ball that time, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. The deuces run across the board. Five hits for the Rafters. Haslam. And a 2-2 to Lordoy. And a swing and a ball belted into right field. Heading back at the wall. And this ball's off the wall. Lordoy on his way to second. The throw from Vrenes. The tag from Mitchell. And does not get him. Looks like that was Funk Towser on the tag, but did not get him. That was a close call. Lordoy just gets there in the nick of time, but gets a double in the meantime. So Van S makes the throw, Funkhauser with a tag, but that keeps the inning alive. Anthony Gallison, a fielder's choice, and a line out towards the shortstop, Funkhauser. But Lordoy, great start for him. He's 2-for-3. That's the third hit Haslam has given up. So he's now at second. And setting in on Haslam and his Gallison. He'll see a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike, one away. Count runs at 0-1. At second is Lordoy. He's got the lead off there now, and he takes it on his way to third, and Gallison flies it away, but you have Brian Dyer saying, hey, hold on. Lordoy was on top of that. I don't know if he would have timed that because on Richter looked like he could have made that throw only 90 feet away there. So Lordoy, his intention is very clear of stealing third base. And the 1-2 and a swing and a bouncer over to Funkhauser. Charges it at short and throw to first across his body. He gets Gallison for the third out. So Lordoy with a double, but Rafters score no runs, but it doesn't matter. They're up 5-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Kalen Graham back on the mound once more. He's gone an inning, seven pitches, and a strikeout, which is interesting with Graham as he'll set in up on a first pitch strike down the plate, 0-1. So he'll face Mike O'McGinnis. McGinnis gone on base via air from Carlson. Kalen Graham, the only time he hasn't started, you take it back to May 29th, opening day. Sam Schmidt out of Salem University, if you remember him, he got the start. Graham came in later. Rafters lost that game 10-6, but yeah, it was Kalen Graham every other time after that. And a swing and a ball bounce that stays fair. Graham comes and charges after it. Throws on to first, and getting there in time is McGinnis. So Michael McGinnis, A awkward hit there off the bat, but it comes in as a hit. So that's the first hit of the game for the Woodchucks. A ball that dropped off the bottom of his bat stayed fair on the left side near the mound. That puts a runner on. Christian Mitchell popped out to first. So Graham's been a starter since, so coming in out of the bullpen here today. Checks off over at first, and the tag from Bobo a little bit late.
That will draw up the soon-to-be Cincinnati Bearcat, Christian Mitchell.
So six hits in comparison to one for Wausau. But McGinnis starts off with a hit, and he'll see a ball this time is Christian Mitchell. So Mitchell out of Central Michigan, a 250 batter. And the 1-0 from Graham, and a swing and a ball popped up towards the center fielder, Lord Doy, and running out, making an easy catch. So a fly out there from Mitchell. This brings up Trent Van Ness, who popped out to first as well. Van Ness, Wisconsin Stevens Point, Two Rivers, Wisconsin native. So one gone. Setting in, here is Graham. He'll turn and serve, and that ball just a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. So Van Ness, batting a 200 with an RBI and a home run. The right fielder has done his job at the nine position and picking off, looking over at first is Graham. So bottom four. Five runs in the first. It's been scoreless since for either side. Graham will look in on the middle of the mound and set in serve on his way to second now is McGinnis. The throw from Duffy, the tag from Johnson, just a little bit late. Seems like a fraction of a second. But getting there in time is McGinnis. So he'll put himself in scoring position. The first time today Wausau has had that. Mike McGinnis, his ninth stolen base of the season. Graham will turn, look off over at second. The right-hander and the recent Texas State commit. And out for a ball, 3-0. So one gone, three balls, no strikes. At second is McGinnis. Graham will look. The three ball count in four strike. Beautiful sunny night here in Wausau. Raptor fans have showed out. Just about an hour north of a drive. So it's always great to see fans in the Raptors colors, and a swing and a miss there. 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. So three ball count turns into the count running full. Two away. Van Ness. A pop out his first time up. Kalen Graham with already one strikeout. On his way to third now is McGinnis, and a swing and a sharply hit bouncer over to Brewer. Has all the time in the world in the throw down to first. He gets Van Ness, but getting to third is McGinnis. So ground out from Van Ness, and this brings up Andrew Jimenez, struck out looking his first time at the plate. A runner in at 90 feet away for the Woodchucks. It's the closest they've had a runner to getting home today. We'll see if they can do that. The DH, Jimenez 0 for 1 with a strikeout and fouls this off top side of the bat into the netting. 0-1. So no balls, a strike, two gone. The 0-1 is the count. Graham will turn, and the one strike count and a swing and a miss up top. Jimenez, a 227 batter, sees a fastball on the upper edge of the zone. Jimenez, the seven hole batter, You have McGinnis at third. Wausau looking to get a run home. Graham, the 0-2, and a check swing down low. And first base umpire said he did fully come across. So there's another strikeout for Kalen Graham. That's his second of the day. We head to the top of the fifth. 5-0, Raptors in front. We'll step away.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the game, here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, Raptors in front, 5-0. Joey Fear with you here on this Wednesday evening in North Central Wisconsin. A beautiful athletic park. Fans have showed out on a wild cloud appearing in front of the sun. But I'll tell you, it's a great crowd here on hand for two Central teams meeting up in the Great Lakes West Division, the third time they've met in 4 days, in 3 days. So, yeah, I'll tell you, it's a great night, great atmosphere here at Athletic Park, and it's always great when the Raptors are winning. They're certainly doing that. They're up 5-0 as a new pitcher in store for the Woodchucks, Isaiah Pichatello, a guy that's appearing in his seventh game. 9 1/3 innings of work. He's allowed 10 hits, 11 runs. He's walked 9 batters, but has had 10 strikeouts. He played for the Duluth Huskies last season, where he had 5 innings in 5 games. But Pichatello, his two biggest outings is when he went 2 innings against the Darkspiders on July the 12th and Green Bay on July the 16th. Hasn't pitched more than 2 innings this season. So the sophomore from Bryan in Stratton College and a native of hometown Wausau, Wisconsin. So he's a local kid. And the sophomore, Pichatello, got a quick fastball, but can't find the zone at a low ball, 1-0. So James Bornick, the DH, had a one-run RBI double and struck out swinging. So Pichatello, the right-hander, has a slow release, but has a slow windup, but a quick release. And in for a strike, 1-1, fouled off right side. James Bornick doing a great job in the DH spot. So Pichatello sets and serves way outside. He can't control that pitch up above Richter. In for a ball, 2-1. 2 balls, a strike. James Bornick batting 6 in the order. Here comes Pichatello. And there's a changeup down the plate for a strike, 2-2. So Logan Haslam, I tell you, he had a good day. He went 3 innings, 52 pitches, allowed 3 hits, no runs, walked a batter, but 4 strikeouts for him. So a guy that appeared in his debut Pisciatello quicks and serves in a 2-2 in for a ball. Fastball, he can't find the zone. Goes up on the upper edge. And the count runs full. Nearing his sixth pitch, Pisciatello here on Bornick. The 3-2. And a swing and a liner up the middle into center field. James Bornick, his second end of the day. So it went right past the glove of Pisciatello. So Bornick starts it off with a base hit. And now this brings up Jack Gifford, an RBI single and a strikeout swinging. So great start for Gifford, his first day. On deck is Carlson. Seven hits for the Rafters. They've had five runs because of it, all in the first. They've consistently hit it throughout the game, and a swing and a bouncer. Charging it is the second baseman, Mitchell, and the throw on the first. He gets Gifford, but getting to second in time was Bornick. So one down, but a runner in scoring position. Carlson had a one-run RBI double and flew out to right.
That brings up Kyle Carlson.
Bornick at second. Carlson out of Piedmont College and native of Marietta, Georgia. Fastball. It's a pass ball there, and Carlson, 26 strikeouts. Bornick got to third on that pass ball. So putting himself 90 feet away here with only one out. So Carlson was a temp guy, was on the temp contract the first 2 weeks. He left after a lot of full contract players came in, but back here in Wisconsin Rapids for his second stint in the summer. So one down, a ball, no strikes. Infield shifted in for the Woodchucks. Yeah, Funkhauser and Mitchell have taken a couple steps forward, and Pisciatello works in a strike that time, 1-1. Bornick at third. A ball, a strike. The 1-1 from Pisciatello, and Carlson hits a slicer into right field, and that gets down before running after it is Van Ness. Carlson on his way to second. Bornick walks home, and the Raptors up 6-0. Kyle Carlson, what a start for him. 2-for-3, two RBIs, and another one-run RBI double. So slicing it into right field. Kyle Carlson, great start. Raptors got on the board for the first time since the first. Eight hits, six runs. A dominant display of offense. Coming set and serving in for a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. The 0-1 and in for a strike, 0-2. Pisciatello. Here, Alex Duffy, the 9-hole batter, batting a 196. He walked and flew out to center. Pisciatello lost his footing there, and a ball hooked in the left field, just pulled away on the third base line. So Duffy with 17 strikeouts. On deck is Johnson. At second is Carlson. Really has started to swing the bat a lot better. And Richter having a word with his pitcher, Pisciatello. A two-strike count. Here, two away. Pisciatello's allowed two hits and a run. That run has come earned off of Kyle Carlson. Alex Duffy on Bernardsville, New Jersey. A two-strike count, the 0-2. Way inside on a curve. Duffy has to pull away. He'll see a ball. So the third pitcher out of the bullpen, Pisciatello. Wallace had the start. Then it went to Haslam, and now Pisciatello Haslam has definitely had the best day out of all three. And the 1-2 on his way to third. The throw from Richter. The tag from McGinnis, and he gets him. Carlson just a little bit late on the timing, but the Raptors, nonetheless, they get a run. They're up 6-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR. Oh, never mind then. Only two outs. As I thought it was the third out there. It's not. Raptors still up. So going down is Carlson. And now this brings up Alex Duffy, and he'll set on, and there's the third strike. So there's the third out. So Duffy strikes out swinging. Now we can head to break, but the Raptors, they get a run. They're up 6-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So bottom of the fifth inning, 6-0. Raptors add to their lead. Another one-run RBI double from Carlson to bring Bornick home. So that's where we stand. Raptors 8 hits in comparison to Wausau's 1. Carson Richter will lead off as he swings and hits a high fly ball into left center field at the wall, and making the grab is Lordoy. So Lordoy does his job and was on top of that ball. So Carson Richter goes down, and this brings up Evan Funkhauser, still yet without a hit on 13 at-bats. He grounded out to third, his first time up at the plate. So Kalen Graham, a great command here on the mound. 22 pitches, is allowed a hit and two strikeouts. So Graham sets, fires, and there's a strike. The recent Texas State commit. Super excited for him and his next adventure in San Marcos, Texas, in the 0-1. And a swing and a miss. 0-2. So Graham gets him down low on a breaking ball. Graham looking for strikeout number 3 on Funkhauser, and the 2 strike count and a swing and a miss again. So Kalen Graham just absolutely feeling himself going down as Funkhauser. Top of the order now with Dwight Allen. So Dwight Allen struck out swinging, popped out to second. All 3 pitches came on strike. So a 3 strike, strikeout. 2 down. And here is Kalen Graham on Allen. 0 for 2. And goes up above the zone. At a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count. 2 gone. And a swing and a ball popped up into shallow left center. Lordoy looks to go after it, races over it, and lets that ball get down on his glove. We head to the top of the sixth. Raptors up 6-0. They go 1-2-3. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions.